Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. It's official. The Packers' Week 17 matchup with the Baltimore Ravens will be at home and in prime time, a Saturday night game at Lambeau Field. The team announced last night the game is set for Saturday, December 27th. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. Former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes made his first official campaign stop in Northeast Wisconsin yesterday. The candidate for governor met with Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich and other officials in Alloway. Barnes says if elected, he would call for a special session to expand Medicaid in Wisconsin, known as Badger Care, and that he would veto any state budget that doesn't bring down health care costs. Barnes is one of eight Democrats currently running and the latest to enter. He said he believes his experience will stand out in the primary. Barnes narrowly lost a statewide election for U.S. Senate 3 years ago. Wisconsin's state capitol is getting a national nod as one of the best holiday light displays in the country, according to the editors of USA Today. They say experts comb the nation for the brightest and most beautiful holiday light shows put on by neighborhoods, cities, and parks. Then readers voted for their favorites. According to the publication, the 35-foot-tall balsam fir, which came from a Gillett tree farm right here in Northeast Wisconsin, by the way, transforms the state capitol rotunda into a beacon of warmth and community spirit. More than 2,000 energy-saving lights illuminate the thousands of thoughtful ornaments handmade by school kids from all around the state. Shoppers can park downtown to do their Christmas shopping. That's the message local business owners want to get out. Many express concerns that the construction on Washington Street closed off parking options and was limiting their business during a key time of year, the holiday shopping season. Construction of a luxury apartment building is in full swing with the goal of bringing more people to the downtown area. The City of Green Bay and Wisconsin Public Service have agreed to open Washington Street to traffic and on-street parking every weekend, in addition to previously scheduled openings over Christmas and New Year's. The contractor will remove traffic control and the city will clear snow so parking stalls are available. Green Bay Packer fans have gained a reputation for being the best of the best, praised by players and coaches for their diehard loyalty, often gaining the national spotlight for their unprecedented passion for the Packers. Now you can add one more to the list. Did you know our fabulous fans are also some of the best looking? That's according to a new study that puts Packer fans among the NFL's most attractive. That's right. The Green Bay faithful land in the top and far ahead of rival fans thanks to the use of a scientific facial analysis tool by researchers at the sports site PickWise. Whether you're jumping up and down yelling, "I knew it!" or scratching your head wondering why a sports site would even bother with something like this, well, apparently that's what they do. Turns out, these researchers love to break down almost anything sports-related. In this, they examine fan photos taken across the league, then apply a mathematical formula rooted in proportions, like face, height, and width ratio, eye spacing, and overall symmetry, to come up with an overall harmony score. The results reveal which NFL cities boast the scientifically best-looking supporters, and Cheeseheads score big. 82.45%, in fact, on what's called the golden ratio score. That ranks fourth out of all 32 NFL teams. So who's at the top? Well, apparently Saints fans are the most attractive. But perhaps more importantly is who landed near the bottom. That'd be the Bears, with the sixth least attractive fans. Lions fans were in the bottom three, too. You can read all about this hard-hitting news story on our website, wgbw.fm. And that's news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at wgbw.fm. I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Badgers lose in a blowout.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers losing to number 23-ranked Nebraska 90-60. Head coach Greg Gard asked, how'd they manage to lose by 30 points?
We don't have a defensive identity. Haven't had one all year. So we'll search to find one, and I'll find guys that want to play defense.
How do you do that?
Sit guys on the bench.
Changes to
we'll find out in the next 9 days, right?
The Badgers play next week, Friday, when they host Villanova. NBA, the Bucks host the Celtics tonight. A.J. Green, able to return to practice yesterday, limited despite a shoulder injury. NFL, the Packers head to Denver to play the Broncos Sunday. How good is that Broncos defense under coordinator Vance Joseph?
It's a hell of a question. I think everybody's trying to figure that out right now. They do a great job. Vance does a hell of a job putting his guys in position.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the upper teens to low 20s. Tonight will be mostly cloudy with a low dropping to 6 above. Tomorrow, a little bit of light snow, less than a half inch with highs in the low 20s early with falling temps in the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.FM.